Om Sahana Avatu Sahana Bhunaktu Sahaviriyam Kuruvavahai Tejasvinavadhitamastu Mavidvishavahai. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakayam Chakshura Militam Jnana Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasari Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Gita Shastramidam Punyam Yapatit Prayatapumam Vishnu Param of Apnoti Bhayashukadi Varjitaha. One who, with regulated mind, recites with devotion this Bhagavad Gita scripture, which is the bestower of all virtue, will attain to a holy abode such as Vaikuntha, the residence of Lord Vishnu, which is always free from the mundane qualities based on fear and lamentation. Gita dhyayana shilasya pranayama parasya cha naiva santihi papani purva janma kritani cha. If one reads Bhagavad Gita very sincerely and with all seriousness, then by the grace of the Lord, the reactions of his past misdeeds will not act upon him. Maline mochanam pumsam jalasnanam dine dine sakrigritamritasnanam samsara malanashanam. One may cleanse himself daily by taking a bath in water. But if one takes a bath even once in the sacred Ganges water of Bhagavad Gita, for him the dirt of material life is altogether vanquished. Gita su gita kartavya kimanyai shastra visterai ya swayam padmanabhasya mukha padmadvinisritaha. Because Bhagavad Gita is spoken by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, one need not read any other Vedic literature. One need only attentively and regularly hear and read Bhagavad Gita. In the present age, people are so absorbed in mundane activities that it is not possible for them to read all Vedic literatures. But this is not necessary. This one book, Bhagavad Gita, will suffice, because it is the essence of all Vedic literatures, and especially because it is spoken by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Bharatamrita sarvasvam Vishnu vaktradvinisritam Gita gangurakam pitva punarjanmanna vidyate. One who drinks the waters of the Ganges attains salvation. So what to speak of one who drinks the nectar of Bhagavad Gita? Bhagavad Gita is the essential nectar of the Mahabharata, and it is spoken by Lord Krishna himself, the original Vishnu. Sarva panishado gava dugdha gopala nandanaha partho vatsa sudhir bhukta dugdham gitamritam mahate. This Gita Upanishad, Bhagavad Gita, the essence of all the Upanishads, is just like a cow. And Lord Krishna, who is famous as a cowherd boy, is milking this cow. Arjuna is just like a calf, and learned scholars and pure devotees are to drink the nectarian milk of Bhagavad Gita. Ekam shastram devaki putra dhitam eko devo devaki putra eva. Eko mantrastasya namaniyani karma pyekam tasidhivasya seva. In this present day, people are very eager to have one scripture, one God, one religion, and one occupation. Therefore, ekam shastram devaki putrigitam, let there be one scripture, one common scripture for the whole world, Bhagavad Gita. Eko Deva Devaki Putra Eva, let there be one God for the whole world, Sri Krishna. Eko Mantrastasya Namani Yani, and one hymn, one mantra, one prayer, the Hare Krishna mantra. Karma Pyekam Tasya Devasya Seva, and let there be one work only, the service of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. These are seven verses of the Gita Mahatmya, ascribed to Shankaracharya. Chapter 1 of the Bhagavad Gita, chapter entitled Arjuna Vishada Yoga, observing the armies on the battlefield of Kurukshetra. Atha Pratamadhyayaha. Dhritarashtra said, O Sanjaya, after my sons and the sons of Pandu assembled in the place of pilgrimage at Kurukshetra, desiring to fight, what did they do? Text 2. Sanjaya said, O King, after looking over the army arranged in military formation by the sons of Pandu, King Duryodhana went to his teacher and spoke the following words. Verse 3. O my teacher, behold the great army of the sons of Pandu, so expertly arranged by your intelligent disciple, the son of Drupada. Text 4. Here in this army are many heroic bowmen, equal in fighting to Bhima and Arjuna, great fighters like Yudhana, Virata, and Drupada. Text 5. There are also great, heroic, powerful fighters like Drishtaketu, Chekitana, Kashiraja, Purujit, Kunti Bhoja, and Shaibya. Text 6. There are the mighty Yudhamanyu, the very powerful Uttamauja, the son of Subhadra and the sons of Draupadi. All these warriors are great chariot fighters. Text 7. But for your information, O best of the Brahmanas, let me tell you about the captains who are especially qualified to lead my military force. Text 8. There are personalities like you, Bhishma, Karna, Kripa, Ashwatthama, Vikarna, and the son of Somadatta, called Bhurishrava, who are always victorious in battle. Text 9. There are many other heroes who are prepared to lay down their lives for my sake. All of them are well equipped with different kinds of weapons, and all are experienced in military science. Text 10. Our strength is immeasurable, and we are perfectly protected by Grandfather Bhishma, whereas the strength of the Pandavas, carefully protected by Bhima, is limited. Text 11. All of you must now give full support to Grandfather Bhishma as you stand at your respective strategic points of entrance into the phalanx of the army. Text 12. Then Bhishma, the great valiant grandsire of the Kuru dynasty, the grandfather of the fighters, blew his conch shell very loudly, making the sound like the roar of a lion, giving Duryodhana joy. After that, the conch shells, drums, bugles, trumpets, and horns were all suddenly sounded, and the combined sound was tumultuous. Text 14. On the other side, both Lord Krishna and Arjuna, stationed on a chariot drawn by white horses, sounded their transcendental conch shells. 15. Lord Krishna blew his conch shell, called Panchajanya. Arjuna blew his, the Devadatta. And Bhima, the voracious eater and performer of Herculean tasks, blew his terrific conch shell called Poundra. 16 through 18. King Yudhishthir, the son of Kunti, blew his conch shell, the Ananta Vijaya. And Nakul and Sahadev blew the Sugosha and Manipushpaka. The great archer, the king of Kashi, the great fighter Shikhandi, Drishtadyumna, Virata, the unconquerable Satyaki, Drupada, the sons of Draupadi, and the others, O king, such as the mighty-armed son of Subhadra, all blew their respective conch shells. 19. The blowing of these different conch shells became uproarious, vibrating both in the sky and on the earth. It shattered the hearts of the sons of Dhritarashtra. 20. At that time, Arjuna, the son of Pandu, seated in the chariot bearing the flag marked with Hanuman, took up his bow and prepared to shoot his arrows. O king, after looking at the sons of Dhritarashtra drawn in military array, Arjuna then spoke to Lord Krishna these words. 21-22. Arjuna said, O infallible one, please draw my chariot between the two armies so that I may see those present here who desire to fight and with whom I must contend in this great trial of arms. 23. Let me see those who have come here to fight, wishing to please the evil-minded son of Dhritarashtra. 24. Sanjaya said, O descendant of Bharat, having thus been addressed by Arjuna, Lord Krishna drew up the fine chariot in the midst of the armies of both parties. 25. In the presence of Bhishma, Drona, and all the other chieftains of the world, the Lord said, Just behold, Partha, all the Kurus assembled here. 26. There Arjuna could see, within the midst of the armies of both parties, his fathers, grandfathers, teachers, maternal uncles, brothers, sons, grandsons, friends, and also his fathers-in-law and well-wishers. 27. When the son of Kunti, Arjuna, saw all these different grades of friends and relatives, he became overwhelmed with compassion and spoke thus. 28. Arjuna said, My dear Krishna, seeing my friends and relatives present before me in such a fighting spirit, I feel the limbs of my body quivering and my mouth drying up. 29. My whole body is trembling. My hair is standing on end. My bow Gandiva is slipping from my hand and my skin is burning. 30. I am now unable to stand here any longer. I am forgetting myself and my mind is reeling. I see only causes of misfortune, O Krishna, killer of the Keshi demon. 31. I do not see how any good can come from killing my own kinsmen in this battle, nor can I, my dear Krishna, desire any subsequent victory, kingdom, or happiness. 32-35. O Govinda, of what avail to us are a kingdom, happiness, or even life itself, when all those for whom we may desire them are now arrayed on this battlefield? O Madhusudana, when teachers, fathers, sons, grandfathers, maternal uncles, fathers-in-law, grandsons, brothers-in-law, and other relatives are ready to give up their lives and properties and are standing before me, why should I wish to kill them, even though they might otherwise kill me? O maintainer of all living entities, I am not prepared to fight with them, even in exchange for the three worlds, let alone this earth. What pleasure will we derive from killing the sons of Dhritarashtra? 36. Sin will overcome us if we slay such aggressors. Therefore, it is not proper for us to kill the sons of Dhritarashtra and our friends. What should we gain, O Krishna, husband of the goddess of fortune, and how could we be happy by killing our own kinsmen? 36-38. 37-38. O Janardana, although these men, their hearts overtaken by greed, see no fault in killing one's family or quarreling with friends, why should we, who can see the crime in destroying a family, engage in these acts of sin? 39. With the destruction of dynasty, the eternal family tradition is vanquished, and thus the rest of the family becomes involved in irreligion. 40. When irreligion is prominent in the family, O Krishna, the women of the family become polluted. And from the degradation of womanhood, O descendant of Vrishni, comes unwanted progeny. 41. An increase in unwanted population certainly causes hellish life both for the family and for those who destroy the family tradition. The ancestors of such corrupt families fall down because the performances for offering them food and water are entirely stopped. 42. By the evil deeds of those who destroy the family tradition and thus give rise to unwanted children, all kinds of community projects and family welfare activities are devastated. 43. O Krishna, maintainer of the people, I have heard by disciplic succession that those who destroy family traditions dwell always in hell. 44. Alas, how strange it is that we are preparing to commit greatly sinful acts, driven by the desire to enjoy royal happiness. We are intent on killing our own kinsmen. 45. Better for me if the sons of Dhritarashtra, weapons in hand, were to kill me unarmed and unresisting on the battlefield. 46. Sanjaya said, Arjuna, having thus spoken on the battlefield, cast aside his bow and arrows and sat down on the chariot, his mind overwhelmed with grief. Om Tat Sat Iti Srimad Bhagavad Gita Upanishadsu Brahma Vidyaya Yoga Shastre Shri Krishna Arjuna Samvade Arjuna Vishada Yoga Nama Pratama Dhyaya.